The world premiere of Mother of a Maid is playing at Shakespeare and Company's Bernstein Theater through September 6th.
Penned by the Emmy Award-winning writer of HBO's Oliver Kitteridge, Jane Anderson, this powerful and wry comedy follows the tale of Joan of Arc as seen through the eyes of her mum, who is doing her very best to accept the fact that her daughter is different.
Parenthood, religion, sexuality, and politics all play a role. Tina Packer stars as the mother of the maid. We are joined now by the writer Jane Anderson, who we should note is up for another Emmy for Olive Kitteridge. So we congratulate her, and we'll have our fingers crossed for you. And we'll be rooting for you on Emmy night. And we also welcome back our dear friend Matthew Penn, who is directing the production. Matthew, always a pleasure to have you on the program.
A pleasure to be back.
Thank you very much. So how long have you been working on Mother of the Maid? We were talking about this briefly last year when you were here.
Oh, my gosh. I've been working on it for about 3 years. Plays take a long time to birth. And fortunately, last year, I was on the program with you. We were at the Berkshire Playwrights Lab,
right.
and Matt directed a reading of it. And and Tina and Nigel Gore were in it, and Lizzie Aspen Leader. So we've kept some of the cast. And I learned a lot from that reading. And I'm very grateful to the Berkshire community, these incredible arts organizations that help a playwright develop a brand new play.
So, Jane, is there any, I don't know how to put this, but is there any way you can get into trouble for having written this? In other words, is anybody going to take offense, at using...
You mean, will the spirit of Joan of Arc come and haunt me and shake me up?
Well, sort of gotten to be a rather iconic religious, figure.
I hope so. No, I must say, I think part of the function of theater is that we walk out of the theater. Sometimes it's delightful and funny and wonderful, and sometimes it's unsettling and interesting and pushes us in a way that... I remember doing Beauty Queen a couple of years ago with Elizabeth, and I walked out of the theater, and there was a woman sitting in the lobby in sort of tears, and she looked at me and she said, "I hated that."
Uh-huh.
And I said... Really, and it was 10 or 15 minutes after the show was over. And I said, "Why?" And of course, out came all this stuff about her mother. And
yeah.
So I charged her $150 for the hour, and that was it. But Mother of the Maid is really extraordinary.
So I want to ask you about your collaborative effort. In other words, the director says, "Move this way, move that way." Maybe.
Although, yeah.
They do more than that.
No.
Yeah.
No, right. But the director sort of sets the whole thing up. But does the writer ever whisper into the director's ear, "We could do it differently"?
Well, Matt is so secure and so gifted as a director. He doesn't mind if me, the living, breathing playwright, actually talks out loud to the actors. And it's been a very lovely, easy, beautiful collaboration. Matt has been fine with me at the very beginning of rehearsal to just let the actors know what was in my head when I wrote a certain line. And then I had to just get the hell out of the room.
Could you give us an example of such a line?
Oh,
Well, you think on that for a second. Our agreement was she would be in the room for the first week or so.
Yes.
And the actors have lots of questions. Then we said, "Jane, you're going to head off to Provincetown and New York City and do that.
Do your thing."
And I worked then with the actors pretty exclusively for a couple of weeks. Then Jane came back. But I must say it's been an easy collaboration. I don't get thrown by that. And so often your playwright is not there or not present or dead. So this was a kind of wonderful opportunity to say, listen, you cannot exempt the person who birthed the play from the artistic process. You cannot do that. And so I believe in that a great deal.
So do you ever use it to your advantage where you say, "Oh, hey, Jane, why don't you tell Tina?" why don't you tell Tina Packer to change
no,
this?
No, I do say, "You tell Tina again."
That's great.
Nice.
Occasionally that happens. That's
yeah, great. Actually, I'm just slightly intimidated by Tina.
No.
Because she is...
She's a force of nature.
Well, she's a visionary. Look what she's done creating Shakespeare and Company, and she knows text and Shakespeare better than anyone. And I've said a few things to her. Actually, we did mix it up, and then but it was that great, you know, theater is messy. The creative process is messy, and once in a while, you know, the playwright will say, you know what, that's not what I meant. Mm. And then the actor will say, but that's what I feel. And then you have to get into each other's head and reach kind of a creative compromise. The thing about being a playwright, I've been working on this play 3 years. In my head, I know exactly how I want it to sound. To force that on my creative collaborators, the director and the actors, is unfair. Because if I just dictate to them how to say a line, they'll never make it their own. They're as creative and inventive as I am, and I have to give them the room to play. Mm-hmm. But if I think they're going way off, if I think they're being too earnest with a line that's meant to be wry or funny or a bit of a subterfuge, then I'll say, you know, don't get so sincere there. Mm-hmm. Have fun with it. Mix it up.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot more say when you are a playwright than you do when you're writing for television? So for example, when you were with Mad Men or with Olive Kitteridge, can you be as present as you have been in this collaboration?
Well, Olive Kitteridge was pretty unique because Frances McDormand and I developed it together, produced it together. And by the time Lisa Childenko, who's a wonderful director, came on board, the script was so solid, she really was very respectful, and not a line really was changed except when we had to cut for budget. Mm. But I didn't hang out on the set. I would visit, but a screenwriter, unless there are things to be changed, has no real purpose on a film set. It's now entirely the director's media. It's a different animal. And screenwriters have to learn not to resent that process. But I've been very lucky in my career that my particular, and I've directed my own work as well, and I've been lucky in that. But there are times, I did another film called It Could Happen to You. Mm-hmm. My original title was Cop Gives Waitress $2 Million Tip, and they changed the title without telling me. I was banned from the set, and blah, 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 blah. But why be hurt? I think it's a miracle every time a script gets made.
Amazing. Matt, I wanted to ask you this. As you know, I'm a great fan of yours. I've been a big fan for years, and also of Law & Order. Let me ask you, this is real theater, and what's the difference between directing, you know, Law & Order or being with Law & Order and doing a play like this one?
Well, you know, the two-word answer is time and money, or three-word answer. One of the hardest parts about television as a director is that you're put in a position of having the answer to the scene right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Not 2 hours from now. Right now.
The second.
And the experience of directing a play is, in fact, the opposite of that, which is even when you may know the answer, you have to give that actor the opportunity to get there on their own. And if they're not, then you nudge here or you nudge there. In television, the money is going through the till at such an alarming rate that there is no opportunity to either misstep or be indecisive. In a way, some of the best times in the rehearsal of a play is when you leave the rehearsal room going, you know what, I'm still thinking about that. Or that actor showed me something I never thought of. Or that writer said something I never thought of. So the idea of truly remaining open to that over that 4-week rehearsal period is a gift, you know, whereas television is the antithesis of that. There's marvelous television, and Jane and I have had the pleasure never working together on it, but working on material that's been fairly extraordinary over the years. But there is a huge difference between the theatrical experience and the... So I try to taper it, you know, summers here to do Berkshire Playwrights Lab and Shakespeare and Company, and I owe a lot to Elizabeth and to Tina for that opportunity. You know, so.
So is this, so. I had a colleague now passed who I loved, who was the kind of playwright who really thought that actors should be allowed to improvise the plays as they were going. I take it you guys might not agree with that, or you do, or I mean, they really were making it up.
I think it's valuable in rehearsal. In fact, Matt learned a marvelous exercise from your father, Arthur Penn, how to improvise. But in the end, my work, I'm very careful about word choice, rhythm, pace, and to see my, you know, I don't want actors making up my words on stage because they were very, very carefully chosen to have its fullest dramatic and humorous impact. And you mess with that, then the play gets soft and all over the place, and but during rehearsal it's fine. But please, please, by the time you get to performance,
you don't change it.
Don't shake it. It's not my style. I learned, I started out as an actress, and I didn't know I was going to be a writer at the time, but I was in David Mamet's first hit play, Sexual Perversity in Chicago. Mm. And as we all know, Mamet's words are very rhythmic, very precise. And
profane?
Well, profane. Even the profanity had a purpose and a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
It's musical. And I really did learn how to be the playwright I am by rehearsing that play and learning what David's particular rhythm was. We're very, very different stylistically, of course, but I learned musicality. And in a way, Shakespeare's musical. I think a good play, we're here in Tanglewood, a good script is as musical and rhythmic as a great score.
Well, the world premiere of Mother of the Maid is now playing at Shakespeare and Company's Bernstein Theater through September 6th. You can find out more by going to shakespeare.org. Jane Anderson and Matthew Penn, a delight to have you both here. Good luck in the Emmy.
Thank you so much.
We'll be rooting for you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Have a great run. Again, Jane Anderson and Matthew Penn, you can find out more by going to shakespeare.org, Mother of the Maid through September 6th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.